Hello.
Hello. Thank you for calling customer support. This is Felicia. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to see. There's a transaction on my account from this company. What's the name of your company?
Now, we are third-party customer support system service, so we service accounts with several different companies. What's your zip code? And I can pull up your information and see which one you're associated with.
60478.
One moment. And what's your first and last name?
Renee Johnson.
Okay, Ms. Johnson, can I have your shipping address?
Well, who are you?
Okay,
I don't want to
143. Yes, ma'am. I was just trying to make sure I had the right person. 143 Williamsburg Road. Country
yes.
Club. Okay, one moment. Let me see. Okay, yeah, I see where you ordered the smart fitness watch. It track your steps, monitor your heart rate, and you know, help you with your overall fitness concerns. How's it working for you? And how's it working for you?
Well, why am I bill $59.95?
Let me see. Now I'm showing. Let me see that you originally ordered that with the AirPods, and you paid the shipping and handling. But the shipping and handling was just for a 14-day deferred billing to give you a chance to try it and see if you like it. And if you didn't, to return it, you know, within those 14 days. Otherwise, you will be charged the retail price for both of those items. And that's where the charges are coming in. You actually have a charge for the fitness watch. And then the buds will be another charge for the $29.95. But that's what, and it's a one-time charge for each of the items. But that's
but it
where,
told me that I got those free.
Mm.
I was told it was free for $5.95, and if I wanted another item, I could just pay the shipping and handling for the other item.
No, ma'am, it's
none of that told me I would be charged $59.95 or $29.95.
Okay, I'm not sure, you know, which site that you ordered it on or what those, you know, what the terms and conditions that you saw on your, on that end, but this is what we're saying there.
So how do I return this merchandise and get this these charges off my account?
One moment, ma'am. Let me look and see. Okay. Now it is showing that. Let me see. It is showing that they can just give you a 35% discount for the watch and refund you 35% of your money in lieu of returning it.
And how much is 35%?
One moment. One moment, ma'am. Let me just calculate that for you. So that would take $20.65 off the price.
And the watch would then be how much?
The total price of the watch. Hold on. So that's, so if you're taking the $20.65 off of $59.95. So that's leaving the watch right at $40.
Uh-uh. No. How can I return this merchandise? I'm really upset because that's not what it said. I just can't remember exactly what I did that did something. I just don't remember. And it said, you got this free. Just pay shipping and handling.
Okay.
This was a free gift for whatever it was, but I can't remember. You know, they get you.
Yeah.
And then it added the ear pods. Mm-hmm. I wasn't trying to get the ear pods, and it clicked on that. You know, something happened when I was clicking, and it made it charge me for the ear pods. I was trying to get out of it.
Yes, ma'am. And I'm seeing, you know, because I'm just looking at that, because to return it, you have to return it and put a tracking number on it at your, you know, own expense. And then once we receive it back and check the condition, they'll give you a refund. But the price for you sending it back now, it is showing that you have the, because you have both of those products, that they can give you a 50% discount on it. So at least you'll have something, because you know what I'm saying? And this is totally up to you. But
so see, I have not opened neither one. I was saving it to give it to my daughter as a gift for her birthday in July. So nothing has even been opened or touched. They're just put away right now, the items. But would you offer to keep it at a discounted rate and refund me 50% off of both of them?
Yes, ma'am, because if you turn around and you have to ship those items back, then by the time you pay the shipping and put a tracking on it, and then they get back and then they got a restock fee, you know, you're almost paying, and if the, you know, if you get, so you're getting it for $30. Let me see. Yeah, you're getting it for $30 for the watch, and then the earbuds are $29 and $15 for the earbuds. So that's 50% off each one. At least you're getting something, you know, whatever, you know, for.
So the earbuds would be $15.
Mm-hmm.
And how much would the watch be?
$30.
You know, I'm on a fixed income, and that's just the $5.95 looked good.
Yes, ma'am, I understand.
And it told me it was free. I just can't remember what I was doing that brought me to that site that said you get this free. That's just something here. Now I'm end up spending, I have to come out my pocket $45, plus I had to pay shipping and handling to have it shipped to me, that $5.95 a piece.
Yeah.
That's $45, $50, $60-something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the fraud department from my bank called and suspended my card because I didn't know these transactions here.
Okay, they suspended your card.
Yes.
Mhm. Oh, okay.
Yeah. Because I don't know these transactions.
Mhm. Yeah. So will you be able to get your card back, or that's probably why you haven't seen that the one for those earbuds, because I don't show where they've actually charged you for those earbuds. Yeah.
Well, at this point, oh God, this is too much. I don't even know what to do at this point. You would be the one to put the credit back for, so it would only be $30. Would you handle that?
Yeah, I can do that, but I don't have the charge. So your bank hadn't, you know, cleared the charge for the earbuds, so I won't be able to do that right now. But I could document your account and stuff, and when that charge goes through, you can most certainly call back and have an agent to, you know, refund it like what I'm doing now.
But will they give me the 50%?
Mm-hmm.
Will you notate that?
Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm doing now.
Okay.
I'm going to, yeah. Hold on a second.
And then that's what I'll do.
Okay. So you just tell them that I have it documented that I said once the earbuds post to your account, because they had not posted, the money hadn't posted to your account, and once it posts to your account, that you can call back, and I put it in the notes that we will honor the 50% discount for the earbuds.
Okay.
Hold on one second.
And the 50% for the refund for the watch.
Uh-huh. I'm going to do the watch. And tell me where did you? Oh, you said you don't remember where you.
I can't remember right now. Mm-hmm. What I was on, what I was doing.
Okay. Let me just get that. Yeah.
I just don't remember, but it led me to this and said, you get this free because you did so-and-so. And I just don't remember.
Okay, well, let me just go ahead on it. Do this, so that's refunding you even $30 on that, and you should see that back on your card within 3 to 5 business days. And I'm just documenting that on your account so that when you call back for the earbuds, when they post to your account, they'll know exactly. What
okay.
to do. Okay. Now is there anything else I can help you with today?
No, that'll be it. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you for calling customer support, ma'am. And you have a nice day.
All right, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye.